What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
In the 9 o'clock hour here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. Damn, glad to have you on a Tuesday here today. Good day to have your, sex session. A lot of rain, a lot of clouds. It's going to be 95 again today. So,
yeah.
Still trying to, fickle through my mind of what's for dinner tonight. Send me ideas and maybe I'll do.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It is start bench cut, so it is...
I told you I was doing Sloppy Joe's tonight, and you turned your nose. You're not a Sloppy Joe
fan. One of my most hated meals.
Mac, you like Sloppy Joe's?
Absolutely.
Yeah, the kids love them. That's good.
You're in a situation where if your kids love something, just
you
do it.
You got to make it. You just really do. Doesn't matter.
Play the hits, unlike Van Morrison when he does live music these days.
Is he not playing the hits?
No, he plays all his new music.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah,
really?
It's like widely known. He doesn't play the hits. He's annoying.
Then why would I want to go to a Van Morrison concert?
I'll just send you guys. I'll send you guys a video of Van Morrison from back in the day. I think it's like in the early '80s or late '70s. High as hell on cocaine, and it's like clearly obvious. And he's just
really.
Oh yeah.
Was he at Woodstock?
I don't know.
I don't think he was.
I don't think so.
Van Halen definitely was at Woodstock.
He might have been. Well, have you seen David Lee Roth these days? Got a damn lifesaver gummy tube in his pants and leather, skin tight, and can't sing anything.
Yes.
So start bench cut, Jay Southland Tow Service. Want to get into this because we talked about it earlier. We kind of bring the show full circle in this segment. Spags, Andy Veach, in the last 5 years. Where does your allegiance lie?
I honestly, because I don't even want to bench somebody in this situation. That's how good the three
of them
have been.
Well, those are the rules.
Yeah, I just don't think we're here where we are without either of those guys, right? It's the perfect grouping of coordinator, coach.
It's a really good threesome.
It's a great threesome, right? I mean, you got to start Andy, though, because he's the leader of this whole thing.
Then who do you bench?
All of them.
No cuts.
No cuts, no.
Okay.
I can't cut it because you're not winning without Spags. You're not winning without Veach. You're not winning without Veach. You're not winning without Spags. I mean, it's just such a perfect dynamic right now.
The love of the baseball.
Oh, yeah, that was Little League right there. Yeah. Well, it was the Pirates. So.
Well, it's Texas. It's Toronto, but yeah. I think I would start Andy. I think I would bench Veach, and I think I would cut Spags.
Because Veach is responsible for bringing the players and
it's building the roster, keeping the checkbook balanced.
Yeah,
Andy,
that's
you
got to
start because he's the general.
Yeah.
And then Spags is like, hey, man, love you, but is there anybody you suggest we go get if we have to cut you?
Dave Merritt.
Yeah, I'll go Andy, Spags, Veach.
Okay.
But
shocker.
Yeah.
He's a Veach hater. I mean,
I'm not, and I will not let that stand.
No, I'm not. You're wearing that guy's pants in Philadelphia. What's his name?
No,
Howie
I'm
Roseman.
Not. No, that's
you wear Howie Roseman's
Bob.
Pants on your head.
All right, whatever. I'm not gonna let you trigger me because you're wrong.
He's moving out of Brett Veach.
You just won't criticize someone. That's the problem.
He doesn't deserve criticism. He's won three Super Bowls in 5 years. I didn't say he was a great pick.
Not a bust yet.
He's not. No.
Okay.
He's not.
Sounds
no, he's
good.
Not a bust. You're willing to
joke.
Write people off. I remember writing people off and how many times I was wrong about that.
So I'm not going to be wrong about FAU.
Well, you don't know that. I thought I was going to be right about Alex Gordon, too.
Okay.
Alex Gordon's a Hall of Famer.
And Brett Veach is the second best GM in the NFL.
No, he's not.
Or the first. You're right. It's arguable.
Yeah.
First or second. He's the first. Like, that's not an insult. Like,
yes, it
is. I love Brett Veach. I think he's great.
7,000 Squib Road. If anybody wants to bring me some bourbon for these two children fighting all morning. Better veteran season. Hollywood Brown, Chris Jones, Travis Kelce.
I'm going to start Kelce, bench Jones, and cut Hollywood Brown.
I'll start Jones, bench Kelce. Yeah, I'll bench Kelsey, cut Hollywood.
I'm going to start Hollywood because of the unfortunate that you will have without having a star wide receiver. I think he will stay healthy. Please cut that so we can come back and make fun of me if he does not. I'm going to bench Chris Jones, and I'm going to cut Travis Kelsey. I don't think we need a huge veteran season from Travis Kelsey, but Chris Jones, it'd be nice to see.
Yeah,
Hollywood Brown, it'd be really great to see.
I'd love to see Chris Jones with like 10.5, 11 sacks this year. Yeah.
I would love to see that.
And then everybody else on the front line with double-digit sacks. And all of a sudden, please, we got 75 sacks on the front line.
We go to what we just talked about with the television shows, entertainment, start, pitch, cut. Who wants to be a millionaire, Survivor, American Idol?
All right, I'm going to start American Idol. I'm going to bench Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I've never seen an episode of Survivor.
Same here.
Wow. You have it. I thought I'd be the only one. No, I've never watched an episode of that show.
I'm going to tally the votes. I'm going to start Survivor because I thought it was the trailblazing to everything. Naked and Afraid, Million Dollar Race, whatever the hell it's called, Big Brother, all those shows.
Which is why we should hate it.
I'm going to bench Who Wants to Be a Millionaire because that was like a family. Like, we put each other around the living room. And then American Idol, I really only watched whenever David Cook was on it because he was from Blue Springs.
Yeah, that was great. So it was a great season.
So we tapped into David Cook. We go to celebrations at games, start, bench, cut, bang the drum, first pitch, or be there during the coin flip of an NFL game.
I'm going to go that order. I've had the opportunity as you to do the first pitch. Mm-hmm. I'd love to bang the drum. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. I can sing Brett Veachtown. I'll do a 2-for-1 for you, Clark. And then be there for the coin flip.
Yeah,
you don't really do much for the coin flip.
But the coin flip would be, intense as hell, dude, because those guys
said they want to receive an overtime?
Like with the drum and the pitch.
Overtime is what I want to be there for.
But the drum and the pitch, everybody's watching you, right?
Yeah.
The coin toss, people are going, oh, you were out there for that? They're not really paying attention to you.
Right.
Yeah, that's the order for me, too.
Yeah. Better wingman, Mac, Alex, or myself?
I'm going to go first on here. I should start because I'm not single.
Yeah, see, I was going to start you. Yeah,
yeah, I should start.
And you're Cougar Chow.
And I'm Cougar Chow, so I can bring
then
in.
I would cut you then.
No, but I'll just be cute, kind of reel them in, and then.
You can bring in the Cougars for me, is what
Mac
you're saying?
Was a really good
like
wingman.
Your mom's friend.
You were a really good wingman in New Orleans.
It's true.
Still follows me on Instagram. Still there likes photos.
See,
still
I DMs.
Just doesn't make any sense. She lives in Dallas.
So?
I said, you got to come back to Kansas City. She calls me, hey, Mr. Kansas.
Love
hey.
It.
Hey.
You should. You should go to Texas.
if it wasn't for Texas.
Then I'll go Dusty and Gold.
Nice.
It's just like, I don't know.
I think she's not going to give you your number.
Yeah, I think Dusty would be like, at least like, hey, you got this.
Yeah. Confidence.
And Alex would be like, what are you wasting your time
for? She's way out of your league, man.
There's no way.
You've got like plus 900 odds to me in there, according to Circa.
I'll take her home when she rejects you.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with seconds. Tonight during Sloppy Joe's, put a little bit over your fries. Sports Center, Stuart Scott, Dan Patrick, Kenny Mayne.
Damn.
Dan Patrick for me, Stuart Scott bench, cut Kenny Mayne. I like Kenny, he's all fine, but.
I'm in the order that it's in and that I just gave.
Stu Scott, Dan P. Kenny.
Absolutely. Cool. I think that's the pillow.
Yeah, I think I'll go there. Yeah, I'll go that one.
You can't stop him, you can only hope to contain him. And then we go to Travis Kelsey's post career. Because I was having this discussion with a couple guys the other night after leaving the front porch, not the garage, the front porch. It got even more rowdier. Travis Kelsey post-career, would you rather see him be an actor pre- and post-game on the set of like Fox or CBS or in the booth?
I don't want to see him do anything with football. I want to see him do acting. I want to see him do game shows. Yeah. I want to see him take over for Guy Fieri on Food Network. Mm. Like, I want Travis Kelsey doing everything but sports.
Yeah, same. Yeah, agreed.
I want to see him in the booth.
I think that's the worst of the three. I think he'd be terrible in the booth because I think they'd limit you in the booth. Pre and post game, you can kind of have more fun and be you and show your personality. In the booth, you got like 15 seconds before you got to give it back to the play-by-play guy.
Mm. There you go. Trying to think. This from the text line real quick. Thumb, middle finger, or pointer finger?
In what regard?
Start, bench, cut.
I love using my middle finger.
What do you use on Tuesday? I'm kidding. Don't answer that. Well, depending on where you're driving.
I just want to win, Jeff.
Well,
if it's on Shawnee Mission Parkway or Metcalf or any of that, it's the middle finger every day.
I think
day
I would
the
start the thumb.
I think you have to
bench,
start thumb.
Bench the middle finger, and then you can cut the pointer. Because Dennis Hopper was really angry in speed because he didn't have a thumb. He got a gold watch and a sorry about your hand.
Can you write without a thumb?
Not really. I don't know. You can't grab without your pointer finger or your thumb. So, yeah, I'm going to start and bench that.
Yeah.
You're going to what now?
Cut the middle.
You're cutting the middle. It's the only cut one the I middle. Would keep. It's the only one I really need on a daily basis.
Last one from the text line. Start, bench, cut. Steak sandwich, Italian beef, or French dip?
I made a steak sandwich the other night. It was really good.
Chimichurri on it, right?
I did. I made homemade chimichurri. Yeah, easy to make. No big deal at all.
Yes.
Say those again.
Steak sandwich, Italian beef, French dip.
I'll go in that order. The mushiness of the bread and the French dip, I'm like, I'm just not.
Because the Italian beef, you can either have it dipped halfway, fully dipped, or not at all.
I think
I need to have like a good Italian. I don't know if I've had.
I don't like the dipped bread. Like, not for me.
Yeah, I'll start the dip, man. I love the French dip, baby.
I'm a slop dog.
Yeah, same.
And when was the last time you ordered a French dip?
Not too long ago.
Really?
Yeah. 54 Street.
I'll order a
French dip.
You guys in Eastern Jack love 54
Street.
I knew
that was coming.
I mean, it's insane. Anybody who's ever lived in Eastern Jack talks about 54 Street like it's the Shangri-La of restaurants, man. It's crazy. Brother Ryan would talk about 54th Street Grill like it was 1857 or whatever that steakhouse is.
Yeah, close enough.
Yeah, they put that horseradish, that au jus, dip it, smash it. Oh,
that horseradish stuff is good on everything. I did want some of that the other night. I didn't have any of that.
Aussie says he was a great wingman at NOLA. He got me those pictures of those referees.
That's true. Yes, yeah. Aussie came in clutch.
One had a teardrop and one had a neck tattoo.
Nice.
It was nice. We'll continue this show, obviously, on the other side as we'll talk about that, what I promised, MLB expansion geographically. We'll explain what the AL Central could possibly look like. Here at 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Fesco and Dusty, 96.5, The Fan on a Tuesday. So, shout out to all those who celebrate. That should be a good t-shirt idea. Like, if they asked for what would be, like, your three, like, t-shirts that you could have, like, graphic tees for the show. Happy Tuesday, and then, like, .. for those who celebrate. Sorry, I've been busy. I'm in the garage. And then I don't know what the other one would be. Kind of ran out of ideas. Kind of failed.
I think there's another good one.
I know that I'm hard.
Yeah, that's
it. Is that one you want to wear in public?
I don't think that's one you want to wear in public. Like if you're walking around the gym wearing that,
you're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's inappropriate, right, for the gym, right? I think
you're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about would be a good shirt.
That's a good one too.
Yeah, or another one that could be that Mac loves Howie Roseman.
Yes. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I do. Love Brett Veach, too. Both can be simultaneously true. It's crazy.
Does Maloney own all three if we have three different shirts?
Oh,
hell yeah, baby. I love it.
He'll be there on the 30th.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad.
He told me to bring a venison tray. I'm like,
no, he didn't.
He texted me this morning.
Did he really?
He said, bring a deer meat tray on the 30th. It's out of season, Rob.
That's awesome.
To August 30th. Nobody wants to sit down and have deer liver.
Especially, we're going to be there at like 10 a.m.
Well, it's an 11 a.m. game. And nobody wants deer liver.
I got a busy day that day.
Do you?
Yeah, because my dad every year likes to go to the Hawaiian t-shirt game, so I got to get tickets to that.
Cool.
So we can get another Hawaiian. I have literally
Hawaiian t-shirt game. That's funny.
He's the Buffett guy.
No,
man.
I know. It's good, though. It's like of all the things, like most people at the bobblehead.
Yeah. No, my dad every year.
T-shirt, Hawaiian.
Every year,
let's go.
Family goes. Hawaiian t-shirt day, August 30th. Can't wait to sweat my ass off. But yeah, early morning, Uber to Bob's house, Uber home. And then.
Because that game's over by 2 o'clock.
Yeah. Guess what? Dad, you're picking me up to the game because I'm not going to drive out there. So, yeah, got to get tickets to the Hawaiian t-shirt game. Should be fun for
that. That'd be great.
He's just a parrot head.
That's awesome.
Always lives through it. So.
Awesome, man.
Speaking of.
Nobody's happier than parrot heads. Have you ever been to a concert with more happy people than a Jimmy Buffett concert?
Kenny Chesney.
Yeah.
There was a lot of happy people there. A lot of horny happy people there. I mean, lots. And it's in the middle of summer every year. God, so, like, it's easy to be mad. And the people that are mad are probably in a car passed out, like with air conditioner running. Like, just what happened to Mary? Well, she's in the back. She had too many shots. Yes. It's like concert starts in 2 hours. Maybe she'll make it.
Maybe. Like that Billy Joel concert last year with Fleetwood. Oh, my God. The heat was just.
Yeah, they can get you. can't t-shirt idea on the text line. So realignment geographically in baseball is a conversation.
Yeah, lots of conversation. First, they want to expand, which I'm against, but I know they're going
to
do it.
To 32?
Yeah. I don't think there's enough good talent right now in baseball to field the teams that we're looking at, let alone two more teams. Are you telling me we're going to find 26 more pitchers and 26 more position players out there that are of major league caliber when we're rolling out Mark Canha? Like, and I'm not using, I know he was cut. That's the only reason I have him on my mind, because he was DFA'd yesterday. But like, this is where we are in baseball. There are so many players. And this I really stole from Denny Matthews 20 years ago, him telling me about expansion and not needing to do it because there's not enough good players as it is. I'm like, God, you're absolutely right about that. But you look across the diamond, you could probably contract 4 to 8 teams and get rid of a bunch of nondescript players and make your league better from a talent perspective. I get the expansion. It's all about money. I'm open to it, obviously. But I just want to let everybody know, like, there's not enough talent out there right now to have 32 good baseball teams. There's not enough talent to have 30 good baseball teams right now.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know. It's kind of the same conversation with football.
Yeah, I agree.
Right, like football, they want to expand, but it's like, you've got 10 teams that have a quarterback. And then the rest, that. it's like, really? Like, you want to see Tyler Shuck, like, there'd be two more of those. There'd be two more Russell Wilsons hanging on. Two more Joe Flacco is named the starter in Cleveland. Like, expand two more teams, and Kirk Cousins is playing until he's 50.
Well, see, that again, therein lies the problem. Like, I don't think the NFL needs to. I think 32 is a great number. They're perfect at number 32. I know it means more money for the league, but it doesn't necessarily make it a better product. And for baseball, I think they obviously want to get the 32 because it makes it easier when they start talking about realignment and going with 8 four-team divisions. It just works out nice that way. Mm-hmm. But I don't think anybody should be under the influence of this is going to be a great product if Major League Baseball expands to 32, because of the take your quarterback thing. Are there even 10 teams with a good quarterback in the NFL?
It's kind of the same thing to piggyback with pitching in baseball, right?
And that's what it is in baseball. How many rotations do we look at? And you get past like number 2 and you're going, who the hell is this guy? And then we got a bullpen game going on, you know?
Yeah, you'd see a lot more openers in baseball when they expand at 32. We missed an idea on a t-shirt. Somebody said they'd buy one that says BBL Stinky.
Oh, that's a good one. We could still do that. Yeah. BBL Stinky.
Yeah. And now that's stuck in 10 people's heads.
Yeah.
Somebody says in all caps, I would rock a BBL Stinky t-shirt.
I bet you would. That's awesome. Love
so
it.
What we saw is like the realignment mashups of with divisions. Mm-hmm. And in the Central, I would think you would have the Cardinals, the Royals, the Rockies, or Denver.
Yeah.
And Detroit.
This is called the Bob Lineman. Mm-hmm. And if I'm going to realign baseball, this is the way that I would do it.
My dyslexia went in there real quick, and I thought I said Bob Ligament.
Bob Lineman. Yeah. It's Bob Lineman. It's not his fault.
He can't read.
Yeah. Bob's Ligament. I don't know. No, it's Bob Lineman. Instead of realignment, it's Bob Lineman.
Right.
And I tried to come up with like the best case scenario. Some of them are a little bit, you know, hard to do and whatnot, but
that East is sick.
So the first division, Yankees, Mets, Boston, and Phillies.
Sure.
How great a division would that
be? I'm good with that.
You're in on that, right?
Yeah.
Then the next division is the Orioles, Nationals, Nashville, and Atlanta.
Yeah.
Then we have Tampa, Miami, Texas, and Houston. That's the division nobody cares about.
Yeah.
Cleveland, Cincinnati, Toronto, and Pittsburgh.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of local ties there, right?
Yeah, Cincinnati, but that's what they want to do. They want to reduce travel time.
Sure.
And Rob Manfred said that the other day. We're tired of traveling all over. And I don't blame him, man. There's a lot of travel in baseball.
Mm.
Then we have Chicago, Milwaukee, and the Twins.
That's fun.
That should be a fun division, yeah. Then we've got St. Louis, Kansas City. I put Denver and then Detroit as that division.
Denver.
And then Arizona, Salt Lake, Anaheim, Las Vegas.
That's a crapshoot. No
it
pun
is.
Intended, but
yeah.
I mean, like, you have an expansion team impossible in there. Vegas, we don't know what they're going to be, but if they can hold on to Jacob Wilson and Nick Kurtz, that could be a futuristic team. But we know Oakland won't do that. They had
but
Chapman.
You're moving to Las Vegas. It's a different conversation now.
It's fair.
Like, it's put up or shut up time. You can't continue to operate that way, right? You can't continue to operate that way and expect people to spend their entertainment dollar in Las Vegas to go watch a baseball game for 3 hours if you got me and you out there playing. And then the final division I came up with, Seattle, Dodgers, Anaheim, San Diego. That's a sick division, too.
So Anaheim, you're just spitballing here because Anaheim's in the one before that as well.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, they are.
I forgot somebody. Who the hell did I forget? San Francisco. That's what I meant. San Francisco.
San Fran's there.
Yeah, San Francisco would be in the Arizona, Salt Lake, San Francisco, Los Angeles.
So not a whole lot different from the original West, but you would add an AL team to the NL teams, right?
Well, they're doing away with that now.
Right.
Because
everybody plays each other now, right?
Yeah, it's antiquated, and I'm good with that and moving on. I like 8-4 team divisions.
Do you think they will actually do this?
I think they will, yes.
Realign?
Yeah, they have to.
Because I'm still old enough to remember when the Brewers were in the Royals division.
Yeah.
And it was the Brewers or the Royals that could decide whether they wanted to go to the NL or not.
And David Glass liked the rivalry with the Yankees, and so he decided not to.
Where you got St. Louis on a platter.
And the Cubs.
Yeah.
No, and the Cubs. Like, could you imagine if the Royals had switched to the National League in 99, and then we would have had St. Louis in here two or three times a year, the Cubs in here two or three times a year.
Oh, yeah.
You know, back in those old school days where you're playing your division
teams. You could go there as well.
You could go there, and we wouldn't have to deal with the Tigers. Yeah.
Start off at Kauffman, go down I-70, go see a Cardinal game, then head up to Chicago, hang out with Vip, and get wasted off Italian beef sandwiches.
I mean, how awesome would that have been if we were in that division? But they valued this Yankee rivalry and having the Yankees and Red Sox, I guess, come in twice a year. Now they only come in one time a year. So that backfired as well. And so,
do the Yankees draw more than St. Louis?
Here?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because I wonder if that was the Glass mentality.
Yeah.
The dollar sign was huge.
At that point in time, I would say yes, because that was the Jeter era of Yankees, you know, where they were the traveling road show and whatnot. And I think baseball's biggest detriment is its biggest, you know, strength, if you will, the history of the game, right? Nobody ever wants to change the history in baseball. And the history in baseball is great. We don't talk about history much in any other sport other than Major League Baseball. So I think now's the time to do this. I think we as sports fans are open to all of this kind of change. I don't think there's going to be any kicking and screaming or anything like that. Like, who's hanging on to the American versus National League stuff? Maybe some dude in his 80s, but that guy's not going to be around much longer. So who the hell cares what he thinks? Like, this will be good for baseball. This will be good for the young fan. It's new. It's unique. It's different. It's different rivalries. Because I don't know how you guys feel. The American League Central may be the most boring division in all of American professional sports. And to have that change now, where you got games against the Cardinals more often, games against the Rockies more often, Detroit obviously is a good team that you can have, you know, games with, so much better than seeing the White Sox 13 times and the Twins 13 times and the Indians 13 times. Like, God, that division is just terrible. So shaking it up a little bit and making it exciting and fun and different and unique, I think is great for Major League Baseball. I'm just not in on the expansion side, but I know it's coming, you know? It's like Mac, that, you know, he's not in on Veach, but he knows he really is the best.
Somebody in the Texas. So wait, Mac's an Eagles fan?
Look how bad he is.
Put your little headset thing down.
His face is so green right now.
Turn into an.
I think it's funny too.
I'm not doing anything.
No, I'm not mad. No, it's good.
No, you are. You're a little upset.
I am upset, not at anyone specifically, but I'm upset at this situation. Yes.
I don't know. I just read a text. I didn't do anything.
Oh, no, I'm not upset about the text. No, I honestly didn't hear it until.
But you're mad at me.
No, I'm not mad at you.
A little bit.
0%.
Tiny bit?
Literally 0%.
0%. I got a whole bag of with your name on it.
0%.
Okay.
A little upset at Bob, but not actually.
Yeah. I mean, so I'm in the clear?
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Fine. No, I'm not.
Don't
really
tread
upset
on Brett Veach, man.
Exactly. That's why I'm upset, because I didn't. I never
did. You said
did.
He was maybe number two,
I
not
said
maybe
he,
number one.
I said he's one or two in the league. That's
Here's
not
no,
an insult.
Oh, for me, it is a big
yeah,
insult.
That's on you. That's not
well,
an insult.
Well, yeah, that's how I feel, so.
Oh, that's fine. I just.
So you feel certain ways, you say it. I can't help how you feel.
That's fine. I just don't think that's me bashing Brett Veach. That's all it is.
Somebody says, Mac is livid. All caps.
So mad, yeah, dude. I'm so pissed.
He is.
Rip your shirt off.
So you can see he's green like the Incredible Hulk. But
no, don't do that because we have to take photos today.
Yeah, we want to get out of here by 9:05 or 10:05.
9:05? So, shoot. Yeah. I'd have loved that.
10:05.
Got to beat the storms.
Yeah. I mean, the storms are coming. We got to get out of here. We don't want to float away in the parking lot. Those lakes.
Just in the break. I'll come in there. We'll listen to Life in Technicolor 2 by Coldplay, and we'll be back in good moods.
I'm in a great mood.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, I'm just trying to figure things out, you know? This was the Savannah Bananas owner on selling to the MLB.
Has MLB tried to buy you?
No. And I would never sell. I would never sell.
That's
really?
No. Why would I? It's not about the money. What would I do? I'd be bored. You know, I think the thing that the difference is a lot of people, when they start things, they want to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's never been my interest. Yeah. 9 years ago, I was sleeping on an airbed. Yeah. You know, I want to create 1 billion fans. I mean, we love this so much. Every single day we're out here and we get to do things we've never done before and get to have control of creating something.
Yeah.
We could make millions and millions more if we charged the ticket price that people would pay. The reality is the average ticket on the secondary market is going for over $300. Our tickets are $40, $50, and $60.
Yeah.
With no ticket fees, no convenience fees, no service fees. Yeah. They would say, charge the price that you could get. They would say, sell every sponsorship you can.
Right.
We have zero. They would say, maximize the TV rights. Don't keep your games for free on YouTube.
Right.
We're not going to do that
right.
because we're playing a long game. So as soon as you get other people in, they have different interests. Our interests are solely in creating more fans.
Yeah.
And if we create 1 billion fans, everything else, the money takes care of itself. Where I'm interested in is making sure I can take care of the players, take care of our staff, take care of our cast, take care of everyone, and do things that people never have done before.
So he's selling eventually.
Yes!
I hope not. I mean, I like his information that he gives there, but never say never is what I will say.
Never.
And, you know, we've seen like Red Zone be bought by ESPN.
Right.
We've seen or Disney.
I could see the Savannah Bananas being bought by ESPN before they're bought by MLB, though.
Yeah. I mean, when a product is hot like that and everybody wants it and there's somebody that wants it more than anybody else, there is always a price tag. And,
always.
You know, I understand that, like, there's people that have their opinion, like, this will ruin the Major League Baseball Foundation. It's bananas. You know, but I think that MLB would love to have a piece, but I don't know if they're worth the peel of the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah, I don't know if Major League Baseball wants to buy them. There's some really good ideas. Yeah, it's
does the NBA own the Globetrotters?
No.
Okay.
Does the NFL own the CFL?
No,
you don't do that kind of stuff.
They didn't even want anything to do with the XFL.
Right, until later on. And then they found out, well, maybe we can stash some people here and you can pay for their, you know, salaries and we could use it as a minor league. But
he hate me.
Yeah. But I don't, I'm just
Rod Smart.
I don't think the Major League Baseball should buy the Savannah Bananas. But I also don't think if I'm the Savannah Bananas owner, I'm sitting there saying this is not for sale. No, it is. Everything's for sale. Everything has a price tag, right? And if they name that price, then you sell it and you move on and you do something different. You see a lot of these guys that are like this, that are these geniuses, they just constantly develop and flip, develop and flip, develop and flip. And I'm sure he's already got what he thinks will be the next great idea in his mind, whether it's a football or a hockey, you know, type of thing, whatnot. But I think you're foolish to sit there and say nothing's for sale. Like if somebody came up to you right now and offered you, I don't know, let's just say $60,000 for your car. Well, you love that car, but sure, I'll take the check. You can have my car, right? Mm-hmm. That's the way things go. I mean, so if somebody comes up to them and offers them, I don't know, $1 billion, let's just say, for the Savannah Bananas, how do you not sell at that point in time?
Yeah, I mean, I understand, like, you know, you created a foundation. He says he slept on an air mattress for whatever, and, like, you go back to where it was. But, I mean, you think about, you go from an air mattress to, like, whatever bed you want the rest of your life, and I get it. They're separate. They're not the same. He talks about ticket prices. I'm dumb for not knowing this, I guess, but I don't know what the standard price is for a Bananas game. I just know they're impossible to get.
That's where I am. So I've never really looked at the, when he said 40, 50, or 60, I'm like, oh, that's a very reasonable price.
Which would explain why they sell out and why there's kids everywhere.
Exactly. You've made it an affordable event for families to go to, and that's what it is. It's not a baseball game. Again, it's an event for people to go to that happens to have a little baseball mixed in. And so I think right now with where they are, you don't look at expansion. You don't look at trying to make it bigger. You continue to do what you're doing. Because sometimes you make things bigger, and it just, as we talked about with expansion, doesn't necessarily make things better. So if you're the Savannah Bananas, just continue to do what you do. Find different ways to grow your revenue, but don't get to the product where it's so diluted and you're doing 10 games in one night and really weakening what you have out there, too.
Yeah, don't become Quiznos.
Yeah.
You said last week, Mac, that if there's ever a time when you're not feeling well or you're down in the dumps,
yeah,
that I could do something that could make you laugh.
Football, energy drinks, beer, more football. Welcome to Bink at Night.
Hey, welcome back to Bink at Night. I just like to do, we call it Monday Evening Quarterback with Kent Swanson. Kent, sorry about my voice, brother.
Yeah, you're all right.
Three
doing just fine, my friend.
Hey, man, what did you make of Mahomes yesterday? Was that his best performance ever?
He's back. It's all we need, just a little sprinkle of
Bink. A little Bink.
I mean, the fact that he just, it's right it's here so for good. Me.
With Kent Swanson. Kent, sorry about my voice, brother.
Are you working that night?
Oh, yeah.
Free home.
Doing just fine, my friend.
You didn't want to, like, help him out?
Hey, man, what did you make him home yesterday? Was I mean, that his best performance
probably like me
ever?
Back here.
Did he get through it finally?
I mean, the fact that there is a cough button. It literally says cough right next to me. Could have just, you know, put the... What?
Hey, man, what did you make him home yesterday?
We got another t-shirt idea from the 816. Mac Hate Veach. It's a good one. It's a great one. Love that one.
I mean, yeah. I don't think you...
No, I don't. Of course not.
I don't think I'd buy that shirt, though.
Somebody also says, this would be a really good t-shirt idea.
Hey, well, yo, man.
We knew what the hell he was saying, yeah. If you could put audio on a t-shirt, yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, gosh, that's great.
As that shirt says, just hit this button and you'll hear. I still don't know what it's saying.
We'll wrap this show up on the other side and get you set up for tomorrow here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
What's up, Kansas City? This is Jonathan India here, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Wrapping things up on a Tuesday morning before we turn it over to Cody and Gold. What if I told you that there is the possibility from a source that they will make a Green Bay Packer version now of the Hallmark movie?
Let's go.
Oh my gosh.
Like this is again an expansion.
You think it'll be cheesy?
Well, I talked to somebody over the weekend about cheese, a big Hallmark movie fan, a friend of mine. And she's like, yeah, I kind of thought the Chiefs was a little cheesy. And I'm like, oh, I disagree. I loved it. And now we have Buffalo, potentially Green Bay. And now I'm also hearing they may do one with Sporting and the Current. Not every team needs a movie.
I thought it was good that it was cheesy. Isn't that kind of what Hallmark does?
I thought so, too.
I thought that's like we knew that.
Yeah, we kind of like you knew what you were getting going into all this.
That's good. Mm-hmm. It's a feel good.
Yeah. But do we need one on every team now in professional sports?
Got 30
no.
30 left? Yeah.
No, in professional sports. Oh, geez, not just the end. Because like I said, there's talk maybe Sporting and the Current could do one now. I'm like, do we really need one with every team out there? No offense to the Sporting, but I don't think they have the same quote-unquote love affair, if you will, as an NFL team does. And once you did it with the Chiefs, do you need to do it with all of the NFL teams?
No.
Because, like, Jacksonville? Really?
Yeah, exactly. Cleveland.
Cleveland you could make because there's long fans, you
That's
know.
True. More history.
Yeah, like with that kind of stuff, like they did with the Chiefs a little bit, but Jacksonville, the Texans.
If I did a Cleveland documentary, I would just title it A Not-So-Happy Finish. Because they just ruin everybody's life. They give people guaranteed contracts. I should probably reevaluate that one because of Deshaun.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you trying to make a pun there?
No,
I
mean, it's just, it's tough. Because every movie ends with like a good ending. And there's Cleveland's never been a good one.
Well, the latest on Cleveland, this is Cleveland. Did you see their stadium proposal yesterday? It is too tall for the air traffic to fly over, so now they can't build the new stadium. Yeah, it's like 51 feet too tall or 58 feet too tall.
Too tall.
Yeah, it goes 221 feet into the air, and where they are in the flight pattern in the Cleveland airport makes the stadium too high for the FAA, so they got to nix all that, unless they're going to go 58 feet underground, which Arrowhead's underground,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You could go ahead and do that.
Too tall, Jones. That's too tall.
Kind of sizable.
221 feet tall is, and they're 58
feet.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's not a couple of inches. And all right, let's just shave the roof off a little bit. Like, no, that's you know,
that's almost that's a fifth or so of what how tall it all is. 50.
Yeah, but right. That's a fifth of the size of the stadium. They either got to put it underground or just find a new location for it. So that I mean, that's just typical Cleveland, right? No matter what they do, it's wrong. Like if you live in Cleveland, that's on you. If you're a Browns fan, you know what you're getting into.
If you like somebody so much, why are you getting off them the second time?
I ask myself that every day.
I think the Cleveland Browns documentary would just be like what Beakley said. That's a big bundle of suck. Dustman.
Dustman.
The hell's this Dustman guy? No, you were talking about Hallmark movies and Indians. Shout out to JT Noah, our guy.
Mm-hmm.
He and his fiance are moving all of their stuff into their brand new house.
Oh, nice.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Right now they're doing that?
Correct. And listening to this show the entire time.
Cool.
Because he's obviously biased. But like, he's like, you talk about stressful stuff, moving into a new house. Like, that's a huge,
moving
big
sucks,
step.
Man. Moving is sick, yeah.
College hunks carrying your junk, I think, or whatever that place is called. That's who I'll call every time.
Yeah, don't call your friends. You're at a certain age. Well, JT's still very young, so free pizza and warm beer may still be a something to entice people to come over and help you move. But I think once you reach that certain age, 25, maybe 30, you start doing it on your own or hiring somebody for that. Your friends are not coming over for Domino's and warm beer.
This was our last move like that. I think our next move will probably be 30. It'll be time to get the people and do the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
But you also probably didn't have a lot either, did you?
A little bit. Yeah, some stuff. Yeah, not a whole lot, but not as much as we'll have here in the next couple of years.
Yeah, once you start adding the kid stuff to it, right? And then but just the stuff you collect over
course,
the years.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, you should get that. I'm like, I don't want anything else. I've got enough stuff. It's all going to have to be packed and moved and thrown away or whatever. And I've watched what my mother's done over the years.
Well, that's
like,
what I,
Just throwing everything out. Like, why are we holding on to this stuff?
Nostalgia.
It is. It's so hard. It is. That's why my $1 million idea is you hire me. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I come to your house. And I just throw things away that I think are useless. Yeah. There's no ties emotionally to me. You say you can have these three or four rooms. Whatever's in there is fair game.
Yep.
Because you start looking at it, you're like, oh.
I wore that one time.
Yeah, I want to save that. Yeah. Or this is, you haven't looked at it in 30 years.
Yeah, stop. Stop.
Stop. Right?
It's, yes.
So you hire me. I come in and I throw everything out. And you don't ever have to think about it or look at it or get sentimental or get emotional about it. And then it's out of the house and it's gone.
You guys ready for a news drop?
Oh, yeah.
A quarterback decision has been made in Indianapolis. Daniel Jones, starting quarterback, September 7th, regular season against Miami Dolphins. If they beat the Miami Dolphins, Mike McDaniel should be fired on September 8th.
Yeah.
Yes, he should.
Is that a hot take?
No.
Is that a hot take, Mac?
The picture
they have of Daniel Jones on Adam Schefter's tweet 4 minutes ago is...
like dopey Daniel Jones.
Foreshadowing. I mean...
He looks like he just farted and is trying not to smell it.
He looks like crazy eyes from Big Daddy with Steve Buscemi sitting on the sidewalk. So
somebody just heard me fart. I'm just going to sit here and pretend nobody did and look the other way.
Like if you could, did you see how he tweeted how Schefter tweeted? Read the tweet completely.
A QB decision in Indy. Semicolon. Colts named Daniel Jones as their starting quarterback per Holder, Steven, and me.
And me.
And me.
Yeah.
And me. And well, they all do that. Yeah.
And me.
Yeah.
And me.
And also me.
Yeah. I also, didn't go on a date with my wife because I was working. That doesn't make you a good worker. That makes you a loser.
Yeah.
Like, I was reading an article about him the other day. He stopped going out with friends and family because he would have to get up from the table and answer the phone. Oh, my God, you're so important somebody we never heard of on the Titans was just released. Go break that news instead of hanging out with your friends.
Yeah. Shams did the same thing on a podcast.
I saw that, too. Yeah. Like, I don't find that to be braggadocious at all.
I don't either. Yeah, I didn't like that when
I find that to be stupidocious.
Shams, he can't be much older than I am.
I don't think so.
Yeah, he's in his young 30s, late 20s. Dude, come on, man.
Seriously, I know you're trying to do your career and all that kind
of
stuff, too.
Of course.
But how about your personal life? Like, I don't know what people think about their jobs and whatnot, but having that time away from the office is as important as the time in
100%,
the office.
100%.
You recharge, you refresh, you're better. Being straddled to your phone like that because some NBA guy was traded for 17 draft picks,
crazy.
Is that really worth it?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, in 10 years, I don't know if it will be.
Exactly. In 10 years, you look back and you go, man, I wasted these 10 years. I didn't date anybody.
Yeah.
I didn't have any friends. I was wedded to my phone. That doesn't sound interesting or
Bob,
fun.
I think Brett Veach is a good GM. Stop attacking me.
Is that attack?
Staring at your friend, staring at your phone, staying single for 10 years.
Yes, yeah.
Whatever happened? I felt like that was just like a dusty conversation in a nutshell.
Oh, I didn't think about that. I'm just thinking about these
guys. This guy sits on his ass. He's on his phone constantly. He's been single for 10 years. Never going to get married. What are you doing to your life? Damn, I'm right here in the room.
The difference is you're not making millions breaking stories.
Well, I might have an alter ego. Yeah.
But I don't get that. Like, are you trying to like get points from the sports fan out there? Like, you're always working great.
Yeah, cool, sweet man. Dude. Sweet dude.
That we're all gonna get that news eventually. That's the other thing.
And me.
They're all sending out this news. Everybody's getting it. We're all gonna know it. You got like a 10-second jump start on somebody else.
Mike Florio said yesterday in Pro Football Focus that he thinks the Chiefs dynasty is coming to an end and that it will be a...
Was he drinking?
I don't think so. I think he's just being himself. And then there's Billy Bob Thornton, right? He says, quote, I think the guys, with guys like Mahomes and Kelsey, those guys, you can't ever count them out. I thought last season, maybe they'd be down a couple touchdowns and Mahomes literally would do something like Kreskin or one of those magicians. He does something insane and the next thing you know, it looks like they won the game easily. So I don't think you can ever count them out. It's Billy Bob Thornton, actor, intelligence.
Gets it.
Like,
it's not hard.
Florio, I think it's coming to an end.
Well, see, that's why I sometimes appreciate people who aren't analysts giving their opinions because they see things differently. They really do.
They don't overthink it.
And they don't overthink it. That's the other thing. They're not overthinking this stuff. Yeah. Who's the best team in the NFL? It's Mahomes and Reed. Why are we having this debate? Huh? I got to get clicks.
Yeah, wouldn't it be the team that made the Super Bowl? I don't know, 5 out of the last 6 years?
Eh, they're dissipating, Mac.
Over. Yeah, exactly.
Hell, you know, like second-rate GM in your book and, you know, quarterback that can't throw.
You jerk.
All these pictures of Daniel Jones on everybody's app now are awful. I mean, look at the one the Fox put out. Look at the one the Score in Canada put out. I mean, they have made this gentleman look like the biggest dope this side of Dopeville. Look at all these pictures.
Yeah, he's mayor of Dopeville.
He really is.
I mean, geez. Yeah.
Well.
It's all about those eyes, man.
They're too close together.
I don't know what it is.
There was somebody that told Kling one time that, it's Matt Cassel. Matt Cassel's not good because his eyes are too close together. They told Kling that one. So he's like, okay, I'll get back to you on that.
That picture looks like they told Daniel Jones 4 minutes ago, you're the starting quarterback of the team.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Wyatt Thompson tomorrow because the K-State Emaul folks are in Dublin. We'll talk to him, Binkley Cotrero. But as of always, go do something nice for somebody today. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It is simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay kind, stay safe. Coming up next, it's Cody Golden Drew from 10 to 2.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.